Part 1, Chapter 1. Lord Scourge raised the hood of his cloak as he stepped off the shuttle, a shield against the wind and pelting rain. Storms were common here on Drummond Cos. Dark clouds perpetually blocked out the sun, rendering terms like day and night meaningless. The only natural illumination came from the frequent bursts of lightning arcing across the sky. But the glow from the spaceport and nearby Cos City provided more than enough light to see where he was going. The powerful electrical storms were a physical manifestation of the dark side power that engulfed the entire planet. A power that had brought the Sith back here a millennium before, when their very survival had been in doubt. After a crushing defeat in the Great Hyperspace War, the Emperor had risen up from the tattered ranks of the remaining Sith Lords to lead his followers on a desperate exodus to the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Fleeing the Republic armies and the relentless revenge of the Jedi, they eventually resettled far beyond the borders of Republic-charted space on their long-lost ancestral homeworld. There, safely hidden from their enemies, the Sith began to rebuild their empire. Under the guidance of the Emperor, the immortal and all-powerful Savior who still reigned over them even after 1,000 years, they abandoned the hedonistic lifestyles of their barbaric ancestors. Instead, they created a near-perfect society in which the Imperial military operated and controlled virtually every aspect of daily life. Farmers, mechanics, teachers, cooks, janitors, all were part of the great martial machine. Each individual cog trained to perform his or her duties with maximum discipline and efficiency. As a result, the Sith had been able to conquer and enslave world after world in the unexplored regions of the galaxy until their power and influence rivaled those of their glorious past. Another burst of lightning split the sky, momentarily illuminating the massive citadel that loomed over Cos City. Built by slaves and devoted followers, the citadel served as both palace and fortress, an unassailable meeting place for the Emperor and the 12 hand-picked Sith Lords who made up his Dark Council. A decade earlier, when Scourge had first arrived on Drummond Cos as a young apprentice, he had vowed to one day set foot inside the Citadel's exclusive halls. Yet in all his years of training at the Sith Academy on Cos City's borders, he had never been granted the privilege. He had been one of the top students, marked by his superiors for his strength in the Force and his fanatic devotion to the ways of the Sith. But acolytes were not permitted inside the Citadel. Its secrets were reserved for those in direct service to the Emperor and the Dark Council. The dark side power emanating from within the building was undeniable. He had felt the raw, crackling energy every day during his years as an acolyte. He had drawn on it, focusing his mind and spirit to channel the power through his own body to sustain him during the brutal training sessions. Now, after almost 2 years away, he was back on Drummond Cos. Standing on the landing pad, he could once again feel the dark side deep inside his bones, the sizzling heat more than compensating for the minor discomfort of the wind and rain. But he was no longer a mere apprentice. Scourge had returned to the seat of Imperial power as a full-fledged Sith Lord. He had known this day would come eventually. After graduating from the Sith Academy, he had hoped for a posting on Drummond Cos. Instead, he had been sent to the fringes of the Empire to help quell a series of minor rebellions on recently conquered worlds. Scourge suspected the posting had been a punishment of some type. One of his instructors, jealous of the star pupil's potential, had probably recommended that he be stationed as far from the seat of Imperial power as possible to slow his ascent to the upper ranks of Sith society. Unfortunately, Scourge had no proof to back his theory. Yet even exiled to the uncivilized sectors on the farthest borders of the Empire, he had still managed to forge his reputation. His martial skills and ruthless pursuit of the rebel leaders caught the notice of several prominent military leaders. Now, 2 years after leaving the academy, he had returned to Dromund Kaas as a newly anointed Lord of the Sith. More important, he was here at the personal request of Darth Nihriss, one of the most senior members of the Emperor's Dark Council.